This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. There's still no result for Denver's affordable housing ballot question. Denverites voted on a proposed sales tax increase to help fund and maintain more affordable housing. The initiative is a major part of Mayor Mike Johnston's housing policy. The contest is still too close to call, but more results are expected in about an hour. And in northern Colorado, the congressional contest in District 8, incumbent Democrat Yadira Caraveo currently leads Republican Gabe Evans by a little more than 1,300 votes. No winner has been declared there. Both campaigns say they're waiting for every vote to be counted. Many Coloradans are out braving the snow across much of the state, including those just getting outside to enjoy it. In Boulder, CPR's Molly Cruz spoke with Rachel, a trail runner who didn't let the snow slow her stride.
Just doing a nice, easy run.
In the snow.
In the snow. I'm from New England, so I love running in the snow.
So you're used to this weather.
Yes. It's super fun. I love running in the snow. It's just very quiet and peaceful.
The snow is expected to increase once again tonight and continue through Saturday afternoon. CDOT has warned of treacherous driving conditions. They're asking people to please stay off the roads, especially after dark. They also warn that hotels along the eastern plains are all booked. Semi-trucks are now prohibited from traveling along I-70 between Golden to Silverthorne until tomorrow morning. And so far today, more than 480 flights at Denver International Airport have been canceled, and more than 700 others have been delayed. DIA says you have to give yourself plenty of time to get to the airport because of the weather. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.